Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of my friends, Amelia and Henry. Hey, guys. They sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can, too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. I cannot wait for this one. This one is about an astronaut penguin and his broken spaceship on the moon. I mean, what in the world is going to happen? Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Come in, Henry. Come in, Henry. Over. Hey, Amelia. Hey, what's up? I'm on an exploration. What's going on? Shh. Henry, I need you to come back to base. You're running out of oxygen. Shh. What are you talking about, Amelia? Said Henry. Oh my goodness. I lost track of time. You're right. I'm only down to 5% left. All right. Well, I'll hurry back. Get the door ready, said Henry. Amelia ran over to the spaceship door and there he is. All right. She had to wait for Henry to get in the airlock, and then she could open it. Henry, you gotta be more careful, said Amelia. I know. Amelia and Henry lived on the moon. They were astronauts on the spy team, and they had a really important job. You see, there were different bases across the moon, and they all needed to be protected. Oh, wow. That would have been terrible if I would have ran out of oxygen out there. Thanks so much for having my back, Amelia, said Henry. Oh, you got it. They ran back to their room and got ready for dinner. Do you guys know what astronauts eat on the moon? Yeah, they have space food. Space food is pretty cool, and you got to eat it differently because the gravity on moon is very different from Earth. And so sometimes they have to eat their food through a tube of toothpaste. Can you imagine that tube of toothpaste? And now let's pretend that toothpaste is gone. It's not actual toothpaste, but maybe it's some soup in the toothpaste. Yeah. And so they might squeeze that tube of soup into their mouth instead of using like a spoon because that would get messy. Yeah, it's pretty silly. Well, Amelia and Henry were eating their dinner when all of a sudden, beep, 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 an alarm went off. Henry, did you hear that? Shouted Amelia. Of course I did. Let me go check it out. Henry was the first to get up and run over to check the screens. Look at that. Holy smokes, that thing looks huge. Out of nowhere appeared a spaceship from deep outer space, and it looked like it was about to land on the moon. All right, sound the alarm. We gotta prepare for battle, shouted Henry. Yeah, I don't know, Henry. It looks kind of friendly. Like, it's not trying to sneak up on us. It's definitely not hiding, said Amelia. I know, but we gotta at least get ready. Henry ran over to the battle stations. He was ready to blow it to Jupiter, but Amelia was right in calming Henry down. All right, Henry, I know that that's usually the procedure, but we gotta be more careful. Let's just see what this thing wants. Let's try and talk to it. Amelia reached for the walkie-talkie that would broadcast out to all neighboring space stations and spaceships. Hello out there. This is Amelia and Henry. Please report who this is that is approaching landing on the moon. Over. Silence. No one is talking back. You see, it's gotta be a bad guy, said Henry. All right, well, okay, prepare to protect the moon, but let me put my space suit on and see if I can go talk to this creature, whatever it is. All right, ready, set, go. Henry ran over to the battle stations. This would shoot some giant net shooters out, or it might blast that spaceship off to Jupiter. One or the other. But Amelia was getting ready. She had put on her spacesuit, her helmet, boots, gloves, the whole ordeal, and stepped outside onto the moon. Boing, boing. When you walk on the moon, it kind of bounces a little bit because of there's less gravity. She started to walk towards this ginormous spaceship. It landed, and the door immediately opened. "Hello!" Amelia shouted. And out walked a penguin. "What in the world?" Amelia shouted. "What's going on, bro?" said the penguin. "Bro, hello. My name's Amelia, and what in the world are you doing on the moon? You're a penguin." "Why, of course I am, bro. Like, I'm a penguin. I love ice, and that's why I'm here. I'm looking for the most brodacious sheets of ice ever." Wow, this is not what Amelia and Henry were expecting. "Amelia, come in. Should I shoot the net shooter?" shouted Henry across the walkie-talkie. "No, whoa, Henry, don't do that, said Amelia. "There's some kind of penguin out here." "Shh, come again? Did you say penguin?" "Over," said Henry. "Shh." "Yes, Henry, put on your spacesuit, get out here. I have a feeling that there's something weird going on." Henry got outside very quickly. Amelia and Henry started talking to this penguin.
"Yeah, bros, I'm looking for the most sick sheets of ice. Have you guys seen any here?"
said the penguin.
No. Where are you from?"
"Oh, I'm from out in the wild, bro. The farthest star, the furthest planet. Yeah, I'm from even further than that."
Okay. Well, my name's Henry, and this is Amelia. What's your name, Mr. Penguin?"
"Oh, don't call me Mr. Penguin. That's my dad. You can call me Polio."
"Polio? Okay. Hey, Polio," said Amelia.
"Have you guys seen the sickest sheets of ice here or what?"
Not exactly. There are some really big places of ice, like on planet Earth, right over there." They pointed their fingers towards planet Earth, which was pretty far away, but you could see Antarctica. It had a giant sheet of ice. Polio couldn't believe it.
"Is that what I think it is, bros?"
"Yes, bro," said Amelia. "That right over there, that's Antarctica. And it's this huge place of ice. I bet you would love it." Polio's eyes were just ginormous. He loved ice and could not wait to check it out.
"Holy smokes, bro. Okay, I gotta head out. It has been super great to meet you, but I cannot wait to check out the sickest sheet of ice in the whole universe."
Polio ran back onto his spaceship and blasted off before even waving goodbye. Amelia and Henry were left there with their hands in the air, waving, looking at each other.
"Henry, did that seriously just happen?"
"I don't know," said Henry. I don't know. Maybe this was all a dream, but I've literally never heard of a penguin flying through outer space, landing on the moon, looking for ice. This is too much. Yeah, I think we need to go inside and take a nap or something. We must be too tired for this." Amelia and Henry ran back inside. It was definitely time for rest time if they were seeing penguins on the moon. Well, Polio, he actually was there, and now he lives in Antarctica, surfing on the most brodaciously big sheets of ice. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Sanvika from Bangalore, India, Tegan from the USA, Michaela and Kaya from Scotland, Ryan from Chicago, Illinois, Grace and Ellie from Columbus, Ohio, Nolan from Black Mountain, North Carolina, Luca from Greeley, Colorado, and Ella and Leo from Michigan. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!